This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, double trouble. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. DNA is foolproof, except when it isn't. Troy was convicted of the rape of a 9-year-old girl and sentenced to life in prison. The key to his conviction was testimony that DNA analysis indicated a 99.9% chance the DNA recovered at the scene was Troy's, and that there was only a 1 in 6,500 chance that the DNA belonged to one of Troy's brothers who lived in the vicinity and were credible alternate perpetrators. A defense expert hired after conviction testified that the 99.9% match was a miscalculation known as the prosecutor's fallacy that erroneously tied probability of a random match to probability of a defendant's guilt. And as for the brothers, it was a 1 in 66 chance, not 1 in 6,500. A federal appeals court threw out the DNA evidence and overturned Troy's conviction, but the U.S. Supreme Court reinstated it, noting that experts disagree with one another all the time. Two takeaways from this one: your brother's keeper will be keeping your brother for life, and DNA rules the day, even if it stands for data not necessarily accurate. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.